Hey everyone, it's Josh, JCL Felto for the Writer's Lens, and I'm doing a bit of a bonus episode here today because I wanted to address something that has been going on that hits a little bit home for me as an author and writer, and it happens to do with the largest online retailer there is, which is Amazon. And forewarning to anybody that's listening to this, this is not a political podcast. This is about the issue of Amazon itself. So I just want to get that out there because this is about the recent debacle having to do with Hillary Clinton's new book called What Happened. And it's been making the circles as far as national news is concerned, mostly because it deals with Hillary Clinton, but I'll get into that later. But here's a quick recap as to what has been going on that involves Amazon and Hillary's new book and why I wanted to talk about this. So first of all, Hillary writes this memoir, and the day that she releases it, Amazon is flooded with all these reviews. So people go on to Amazon's website, they start reviewing it, and there's just these 1,000-plus one-star reviews within 24 hours. I think the number was like 1,700 of them within 24 hours. And they're all saying, it's crap, it's bad, you know, there's one star here, one star there, whatever. And naturally, this causes a lot of waves pretty quickly. So it makes the book look just pretty awful. I mean, just the majority of reviews that are coming in are just bad. Okay, everything is just bad, bad, bad. So Amazon promptly removes 900-plus of these one-star reviews within the next 48 hours or whatever it was. So now the book goes from overnight being reviewed very, very poorly to being reviewed very well. So like there's more people now with 4 and 5-star reviews. So the really interesting thing here is the news gets out about this, that Amazon is doing this, and people are starting to complain, hey, my review got removed, and it just so happens that they were all negative ones. So now it's in the hands of mass media. People are reading about it. This is bad, right? This is just, you know, kind of a weird situation. So all that being said, what does all this mean? Literally, what happened? For a play on the book title, literally, what happened? Now, for one, does Amazon have the right to do something like this? Does it have the right to step in and say, look, we're not just going to let you review and give one-star reviews to this book or whatever? Yes, absolutely, they have the right to do this. It's in their policy. They have the ability to say, you did not buy this book through our website, therefore you don't have to give a review that we deem as being verifiable. For two, going back to number one, is this the first time this has happened? And I mentioned their policy, and the answer of this is actually no. I went and did some research, and as far back as 2012, so 5 years ago now, Amazon has been trying to crack down on writers that have been basically getting fake reviews. And that's from the gamut of one-star reviews all the way up to 5-star reviews. In fact, Amazon even has in some of their guidelines that you can't even review the book if you're a friend or a family member. Now, this is in their guidelines, okay? This is in their guidelines because they want to protect against false information, basically. So imagine you're trying to buy a product and you go online and you're trying to read up on it and see if it's any good. You know nothing else about it. Maybe you heard it from hearsay from somebody else and you end up realizing that more than 70% of the reviews are one star. And those are not an accurate depiction of what the actual product is. Obviously, this is bad for Amazon because they want people to buy from them. They want people to buy from their site. So essentially, they go in and they delete what they consider to be false or bad reviews, or you know, those that didn't actually buy from their website. So all that being said, the answer, I guess, to this question is no longer does Amazon hold the power to delete reviews, but the question now is rather should it do something like this? Because the more I try to digest all of this, there's a lot of things that come to mind, and I'm trying to cover these rather quickly because I don't want to droll on and on about this, but I still think it's fascinating nonetheless, and we'll get to more of that as far as what it does to me as a writer. But there's really two sides to this argument, more so than anything else, and it's basically about the ramifications for behaving this way as a big conglomerate that Amazon is. Because initially, when you hear something like this, that a bunch of reviews got deleted, it's bad PR, okay? It's a bad public image to go out and start taking things off your website when you give people the freedom to do that in the first place. It's kind of like saying, look, you had freedoms before, now we're taking them away. So that looks bad in the public eye. To any casual customer who hears this story, hey, all my reviews got taken down. It's like, why? You know, why are you doing this to me? You're taking away my freedom. You're taking away what I'm allowed to do, okay? It's the internet. I should be able to do anything, right? I mean, that. So initially, right off the bat, being denied something is not a good PR moment for Amazon because, you know, any news story that's breaking or bad, you know, our mass media is all over that, okay? They're all over it. However, by doing this, Amazon, like I said before, is hoping to protect not only itself but its customers from making poor choices. So they don't want their customers getting duped by false information, which honestly I think is a kind of an admirable thing to do, okay? I mean, it's basically like if you went to school and somebody was trying to infiltrate the math books with bad math or something like that, okay? Or giving bad information out to students, okay? A little bit of an extreme example, but you get the idea. Like, you don't want false information being given out to people because of an agenda, like someone doesn't like the author, perhaps, or whatever. But if you did buy it through Amazon, Amazon should be able to say, look, okay, you didn't buy it from us, okay? You don't review it from us. Go somewhere else, okay? You know, we're going to make that part of our policy, okay? Because we don't want people getting the wrong idea or getting skewed information when they come to our website because we want people to keep coming back. Now, that, of course, would lead to, you know, I can't trust this site anymore. If I was a common consumer and I started seeing all this going on, I would start saying, okay, you know, I don't know if I can trust Amazon because A, they're deleting reviews according to their policy, and B, they want all of this market share by saying that you can only buy from us in order to review on our website. And again, being the biggest, they're attracting the attention here. So this is a double-edged sword, okay? This is really a double-edged sword. And in a time where we want both authenticity and the freedom to choose, it's really difficult to have both. It's a very difficult thing to have both. And companies, as it were, are being forced to make these kinds of decisions that will hopefully retain their customers while in the process not alienating any new ones. But this is the real crux, though, of capitalism. And I want to bring this up real quick before I get into just what this means for me as a writer. But the beauty in all this is that regardless of where you are on the fence, you know, whether or not you like Hillary Clinton, you don't, you know, I don't, you know, it doesn't matter to me. But we live in a country that has a free market. Being in the United States, you have an open market. You don't have to go to Amazon to give a review. Okay, it just so happens that they're the biggest online retailer there is. It doesn't mean that you absolutely have to go to them. Okay, you could go to Books A Million. You could go to Barnes & Noble's website. You could go to your local bookstore and you could leave a review there. And chances are their policies might be a little looser because they're not as big as giant conglomerate Amazon, all right? Because they kind of have to dot their I's, cross their T's a little bit more than everybody else, or than, you know, Joe and Schmo bookstore down the street, okay? They have to be able to cover all their bases because they cover a lot more bases. So you have this ability to do this. And like I said before, the reason why it's getting so much attention is because it is Amazon. And big publishers like Simon & Schuster, who I believe is the one that's behind the book for Hillary Clinton, they have contractual agreements with big guys like Amazon saying, hey, you know, we want our book to sell. You can't be letting people just run all over your website giving false reviews all the time. I mean, that makes us look bad. Okay, that's going to hurt our sales. So you got to get your act together. So they're, you know, again, towing a fine line here as far as being a business that Amazon has to be aware of. You know, they have to be aware of what's going on out there. So again, I just want to point that out, that if you don't like it and you don't like the policy, go somewhere else. I mean, you have that freedom. It's not like you have to stand outside Amazon's doors with a pitchfork in hand and say, you know, let me have my review, even though I didn't buy from you. Okay, you don't have to do that. You can go somewhere else. So that's a big thing. But from a writer's perspective, kind of bringing this now all full circle as far as how it relates to me. There's several ramifications as well. And the biggest one being I'm a writer and I rely on reviews and I rely on people giving me their feedback, telling me what they thought of it, good or bad. and hopefully not being apathetic towards my work, because that's the ultimate letdown, is when somebody's apathetic. So whenever I do get the opportunity to have someone review my work, if it's a total stranger, for instance, I love that too. If it's a total stranger, doesn't know me from Adam or whatever, and reads my book and gives me a review, I'm ecstatic, because that means you took the time to read it. You know, you're not somebody that's, you know, my cousin or uncle or whatever that is reading it because I guilted them at Christmas to buy it or something. Okay, not that I do that a lot, but I'm just saying, for example, it means a lot to, you know, to an author to have someone that, you know, maybe I touched this person's life. Maybe I spoke into their life somehow. Maybe they read it and they got something from it. And I never had to meet them. All I had to do was put some pen to paper or words in a, you know, in a Word document and send it out and have someone respond to it. That's really cool. Okay. And that's what I love about writing, is you're able to do that. So, the fact that some of these reviews, for instance, are either not getting out there or they are getting out there is a big issue for me. I mean, it's a big issue for me as a writer, you know, because I want to be able to go and see the reviews, but at the same time, I don't want all these fake ones running around. You know, I don't want people just, you know, giving me one stars because maybe they didn't like one of my blog posts, you know, or something like that, you know, and then I have to defend myself because I don't know if a third party is going to read that and actually take it for what it is. Okay, all this shaming that goes on the internet and all that kind of jazz. I'm not naive to that happening, but someone really has to go out of their way to do something like that. They must really not like you. So again, this kind of comes down to a bit of towing the line between what do you want and what do you expect. And I would expect that people who read my book would at least give me some honest feedback. What I really want is for them to give me feedback and give me the review somewhere that someone else can read it. And they can read it, check it out, and go, man, you know what? This person left a decent review of this book. I'm interested now. I want to invest in it. I'll check it out also. I'll buy it, or I'll borrow it from somebody, you know, something of that nature. And that's ultimately what I want. You know, I want that to happen so that, you know, the idea can spread. But again, if you're dealing with a giant mega conglomerate like Amazon that has this policy in place and they're going to make these kind of gut check decisions, then you really kind of got to go, you know, do I want people rushing off to Amazon to give me a review? I mean, does it make more sense for me to drive people to Barnes & Noble or perhaps Books A Million or whatever? You know, at the end of the day, it shouldn't matter as much to me, just as long as people are reading it. You know, some books may only have 10 or 12 reviews on Amazon, but are still selling very well. I mean, it could be selling very well. So that's not beyond the realm of possibility. I mean, I don't know how well Hillary Clinton's book is performing, but clearly she's garnered a lot of reaction from it. So again, that's neither here nor there. That's what's going on at Amazon right now. And you're hearing about it more so because of the polarizing of our politics. I mean, that's mostly why this story is kind of coming to the forefront now, regardless of the fact that it has to do with a former presidential candidate. So, but I will say this in the end, because I will end this in kind of a rhetorical question, but if it is the policy of Amazon to eliminate any review that they feel is faulty or is false or they did not purchase through their website, then so be it. You know, do that. Do it for all of them, of course. You know, obviously do it for all of them. You know, anyone that's not verified, do it. Okay, just, you know, wipe out anyone that didn't buy it through the website that you can't trace back to that would have bought it. Okay, just do it for all of them. That's my only request. Okay, if it's, even if it's 5-star, if it's 1-star, whatever, if they can't actually verify the purchase for it, then do it for all of them. And I realize that there's people out there that have reviewed my book that have bought it from other sources and have reviewed it on Amazon. So be it. But you know, I want to stick to my word on that because I think that's only fair. And with all that being said, I'm just curious if anybody else out there has kind of had that similar thought or is been kind of weighing in on this, because again, like I said, first time you hear about this, Amazon taking reviews down, it can kind of feel like Big Brother is out there. Like, you know, they're taking away our free speech. They're taking away our ability to review whatever we want and say whatever we want. Yeah, but you know, they do have a lot of things they got to consider. So just something to think about, something I wanted to get off my chest here this evening for this bonus episode this week on the writer's lens. So anyway, guys, hopefully something to think about, chew over. I know that I've been doing that quite a bit with this recent story, and just kind of considering the kind of impact this is going to have on the rest of the literary world, or maybe it won't have a huge impact, and people will go about their business, and they'll either love or hate these books. So anyway, been great. Talk to you guys soon. This is Josh, JCL Felto for The Writer's Lens. See you.